Let's get back to something else that really struck me as you were telling the story of working on that research that led to the Nobel Prize. As soon as it was over, and it was stunning work, I believe you went to get married, and very soon after that you were raising a child.
Yeah.
And very soon after that, I think you've since said, you actually worked part-time for the next 18 years.
That's right, yes.
So here you were, one of the most successful scientists in the land, and you basically went part-time. Looking back on it, does that to you seem a questionable decision?
Not at the time, because at that time, married women were not expected to work, and mothers definitely were not expected to work. You'd hear people on the radio telling you that if mothers worked, the children would be delinquent. Male professors telling you that on the radio. Absolute rubbish, but, you know, it was what was believed. And if a married woman worked, it meant her man couldn't earn enough to keep her.
You've spent a lot of time on working groups and special inquiries, looking at why there are not more women at the top table in the science community. And I know that you've committed a lot of your life to that question and finding answers and fixes to it. But when we look at your own career curve, it has to be said, maybe your decisions, your personal decisions, don't provide the model that you would like many young women today to adopt.
I think you're failing to notice the immense effort it took for me to keep working at all through that time. It was very hairy, very scary. And if I hadn't had the discovery of pulsars behind me, I wouldn't be here today.